Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives. Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. Today, I am recapping some of the biggest themes, downloads, and earth-shattering perspectives that I was able to really tune into while being in the magical lands of the Mayan people, Tulum, Mexico. Let's dive right in, and I want to share with you that I was able to bring 8 beautiful beings that decided to opt into this journey, opt into this experience of going within. You see, the thing is that so many of us are trying so hard to get things outside of us, right? And this can be the money, the relationship, the status, all of the laundry list of the things that you need. But truly, the way to actually align to all of those magnificent manifestations is by really tuning into our internal world and making the shift within. And so we brought people to this land because I knew right away that there were these ancestral ceremonies that I was being called to bring this specific group. And one of the biggest ceremonies that we did is called a Temazcal, which is a sweat lodge. And if you can think of the earth being pregnant, that's what it looks like. It is a dome. So it is quite literally going into the belly of the mother. Why am I bringing this forth? Well, this has a lot to do with us closing this portal, closing this chapter of 2023. I'm going to walk you through some of the main themes that were shown, and then I'm going to walk you through some of the things that you can be doing going into 2024. Because really, I mean, let's just get right into it. The theme was rebirth, reharmonizing, and cleansing. If there's anything for you to do in this month, I want you to think about those 3 words. And if I had to say this in order, it would 1 be cleansing. What are the things that you need to cleanse yourself from, rid yourself from? What are the things that you have accepted in your life that you're like, this doesn't vibe with me anymore? Maybe this came into my life to teach me something. Maybe I actually really needed this. Is there a way for you to thank that energy and allow it to go, which really leads into the reharmonizing? You see, most of us, we actually can't get to the thing that we want because we're doing it from this lack energy. And when I say lack energy, understand that I'm saying it's coming from this pick me energy. It's coming from this why me energy. It's coming from this like, oh, get me out of this situation energy. And you cannot rebirth and you cannot reharmonize energy when it comes from there because it actually causes more chaos. And so as you start to bring your mind's eye to the things in this year, in the things in this month, in the things that you've accepted maybe your whole life, the whole past 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, what are the things that you get to say goodbye to? But I want you to do this from the energy of thanking it. Because at the end of the day, everything that has appeared in your life has come to help you. Even the things that we feel have been in the way. Some way, somehow, those are the things that we actually needed to protect ourselves, to protect ourselves from harm, to protect our nervous system, to protect our mindset. These things have always been here to help us. But as an adult, we get to reharmonize that. So that ultimately we can rebirth a new version of ourselves. I know this may sound like a little kooky and like, wait, what do you mean? Like, I am who I am. No, you're not. We don't really know who we actually are. It's ridiculous for us to think that we know everything about ourselves or that we know everything about humanity or that we know everything about the world. No, because we're still growing up. The world in many ways, it's been here for a really long time, but have you noticed that we've been stuck in an energetic field for a really long time? And it's actually now has been this opportunity for so many humans to follow their path, to learn to say yes to the things that feel electrifying and to say no to the things that feel like it's contracting us. The element that was really shown so bright and so clearly was this element of the sacred water. And I just want to remind you that all the elements have been here before humans. Like if you think about humanity as a whole and like how you became to be, just think about it. You are more than 70% water. Well, then the water had to exist before you, right? And so like air is in your lungs, but this means that air existed before you. So the elements are one of the most ancient beings that have so much ancestral wisdom and cosmic codes to this actual planet. And these beings have taught me so many things. And so while I was in Mexico the day before, the lights went out, it started thundering, it started raining nonstop. And now being in Mexico, I know that it rains, but it usually stops right away. And so the fact that it was raining so hard, so much, the fact that I was in the middle of the jungle and all of the lights went out and there was this moment of almost panic, like, oof, where do I go? It's complete darkness. I take out my phone, I put the flashlight on, and then that goes off and that dies. And there was this moment of, wait, I can't see. Wait, I'm lost. And then it's like, wait, no, just use your hands, use your senses. It's all good. You'll get to wherever it is that you need to get to. And I think a lot of us operate like this in life too. We have this plan and the minute it doesn't go our way, we feel lost, we feel confused, we feel like we want to turn around, we feel like we're going the wrong way. And this sacred energy of the water was teaching me this place of where are we holding on to attachment. And so I want to ask you this question. As we move into this beautiful portal, which, by the way, there are portals all of the time. What is a portal? Is a fork in the road. It's like this invisible bubble that comes up and it's like, ooh, do you want to go this way and into this specific timeline? Do you want to opt into this experience or do you want to stay exactly where you are? Or do you want to go that way? Or do you want to go backwards? Like timelines are the definition of opportunity for you to experience different things in your life. You're not stuck, humans. You can opt into any experience that you desire, but the belief needs to be there. So the lesson that the water was really coming through and teaching me was, how can you become the lighthouse of yourself in the middle of a storm? Right? When the lights go out, when the moment gets hard, when things get shaky, when your foundation gets rocked, when you're standing in a position where you're like, how the hell did I get here? How do you become your own lighthouse? How do you illuminate your own way? And to me, the words that really come into the forefront of my mind is trust. It's like, can I trust that even in the middle of the darkness, I'm always being guided? All of this lesson, these elements, this theme started really to paint this bigger picture when I was in Tulum, which, by the way, after 18 retreats, I've never had a retreat where it rained almost every single day. And it was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. It was like the sacred water was waiting for us to be in bed. And then all of a sudden it started raining, or we would be inside of our training and then we would hear the sacred water come down. And it was really showing us how to let go. It was really showing us how to soften. It was really showing us this beautiful cleansing energy from the top of the crown head all the way to the toes, and just like allowing our old skin to shed, allowing ourselves to become new again. And so the key elements that were really being illuminated here was paying attention to the water and paying attention specifically to the potent energy of water and how it holds history. So remember how I was saying each element is an ancient being and each being has a specific medicine. So fire has a specific medicine. Air has a specific medicine. Rock has a specific medicine. Water. The water holds the memory. Not only does it hold the memory, it holds history. And so if this is true, then the bigger picture that started to come through was, well, what about the sacred water of the womb? Doesn't matter what body you were born in. We all came in the same way. We all had to come in through the same portal. And that's the womb portal. Isn't that insane? Like, there cannot be any other way a being is created and born and birthed, period. So no matter what body you're in and what you identify as, you were created in the sacred womb. Now, the bigger thing that I was being shown was for us to pay attention to what was the atmosphere and what was the energy in that womb. If we were swimming in the mother's water, and if we know that the element of water is holding history, we know that the element of water is holding memory, we know that whatever it is that we say to ourselves, if we actually speak it in a cup, there is scientific research that the water molecules start moving in a certain direction. What's being asked of us in this closing portal is to connect back to the mother. And not just our mother, it is the connection to the women in our family. What is the connection? What is the relationship with the women in our family? And if we can think about us being a beautiful little being, a beautiful little light seed in the womb, what do you know to be true about the temperature and the atmosphere of the mother while she was carrying you? Was it a joyous experience? Was it a tumultuous experience? All of those things, you were bathing in that water. And so that also has to do with the story of us. And now as we move into this new portal of 2024, this is specifically coming up for a reason. And the biggest reason that I got was because we are in this interesting energy where we can start to alchemize our past. We can start to look at what are the things that have been given to us? What are these beautiful ancestral gifts of maybe depression or anxiety or not enoughness or lack or money scarcity or I'm not good enough, I'm not beautiful, I'm not tall enough, I'm not skinny enough? What are the things that have been passed down to you, gifted to you, that now you get to reharmonize, you get to cleanse? Because ultimately our job is to always become new again. Everything becomes new again. I mean, one can say that when we're awake, we are living and we're experiencing. And then when we're asleep, we also go through a death cycle, right? Like our actual cells regenerate. We go to sleep. We go bye-bye. Our soul starts to roam in different galaxies and wherever it goes to recap the lessons of the day, or allow the beautiful ancestors and our guides to also share those experiences with us. All of these things happen. The same thing with yoga. Every time you practice, you're living through the practice and you're also dying and releasing and shedding and letting go. And then you make it to the floor and you get into corpse pose, and then you get into rebirthing pose, which is that fetal. And so we're always going through the cycle of being born again and the death cycle and becoming new again. And all of these things get to happen and it becomes a gift. It becomes a blessing. So I have some questions for you. As we start to move into the closing of this 2023 portal, which by the way, it was an incredibly tough one. 2023, I mean, whoa, we thought 2020 gave us a run for our money, but 2020 really showed us where we were out of alignment and the things that we were doing that were not on purpose. And so 2020, we saw a lot of people chasing their dreams and going after their purpose, and they were doing a lot of amazing things. But 2023 really was a lesson of not only integrating what we learned from 2020, but this bigger message of what do we get to do moving forward really started to take root. We saw a lot of people taking different directions because, you know, sometimes we get into this false illusion of safety. Sometimes we think, oh, well, I'll build a business and that will bring me safety, or I'll marry this person and that'll bring me safety. But what 2023 really showed us is that we have options and nothing really ever is safe. Safetiness is cultivated from within you. And so if safetiness is cultivated within you, then everything else gets to be an experience. You don't have to do anything. Everything that we do gets to be something we're opting into. And that was one of the biggest things that I learned in 2023, that it really was this like soul lesson for humanity. And so here are the questions. I want you to think about, in this next portal, in this next year, in the next 12 months, what are you saying no to? And what are you saying yes to? Are you saying yes to more opportunities? Are you saying yes to building your business? Are you saying yes to traveling the world? And what are you saying no to? Are we saying no to people pleasing? Are we saying no to lack? Like, get really, really clear on what your no feels like and what your yes feels like. If you're somebody who's building a business or you're starting to think about it, I want you to think about, how do you want your business to feel versus what you want your business to do? You know, we've been in this possession almost, this jaded perception that our business needs to do X, Y, and Z. And honestly, that holds so many of us in this confinement. And when we don't reach these goals, which, by the way, that you make up. I was just talking about this on my coaching call yesterday. Somebody said, well, what if I don't reach the 20K a month, you know, that I want? And I was like, yeah, but do you also realize, like, you just made that number up from thin air? Like, you just started your business, and we're also playing and, you know, affirming that these numbers are just going to drop in. And so in many ways, it gets to be fun, right? It gets to be fun. And we get to come back to realizing that we are the creator of our life, and we're the ones that are setting the rules. So how do you want your business to feel? I've been doing this in meditation, and it's been helping so much. Instead of, you know, trying to make my mind go blank, which is also great and that's good and it serves its purpose, I sit down and I'm like, how do I want to feel? How do I want to feel after this meditation? What do I want to feel in the next hour? How do I want the rest of my day to feel? And so knowing that when we start to play around with the energy of the feeling, then we get a closer relationship to the manifestation. What are your boundaries? Oof, this one was such a big one. As we start to move into this portal, into this opportunity of a new year, a new way of doing things, which, by the way, you do not have to wait for a new year. You can do this anytime. But let's just use this new year as a dangling carrot here. How can our boundaries get tighter? I learned this through experience. Life taught me this. When I had no boundaries, I constantly kept telling people they broke my boundaries. But nobody knew what the hell my boundaries were, because I never set them. Not only did I never set them, I never knew them. And because I never knew them, I didn't uphold them. Maybe you're somebody who has boundaries, but you're not upholding them. So really start to tune into, where are the areas where I feel like I'm not upholding my own boundary to me, my own commitment? Where are we self-abandoning? These are the things that I want you to start to think about as this portal closes. You know, we just went through a portal of 12-12. And that was a beautiful portal for us to remind us and go back into Earth. You know, 12-12 in Mexico is the date where they celebrate La Virgen de Guadalupe, which is the representation of Earth, right? It is Earth Day on that day. And so it was no coincidence why me and these beautiful beings that opted into this mastermind experience all went into a Temazcal, which is a ceremony. It is a ceremony to go into the mother's womb. It is a representation of somewhat of a sweat lodge, but nowhere near that, because this is a ceremony. This is where the ancient rocks, the rocks that come from the volcano. So can you even imagine that? Like, rocks that come from a volcano, like, whoa, deep in the earth, deep in the core of the earth, erupt up. And these sacred grandfather rock energy that have so much potent codes and information. Everything is energy, humans. Every single thing. The leaf on a tree, the wind blowing, your hair, the sky, the cloud. Every single thing in your life is alive and vibrating. And so there are no coincidences in life. Every place that you land, you're supposed to land there. It doesn't matter if you're kicking and screaming. It doesn't matter if you feel like, oh my God, how has my life gotten to this place? I promise you, there will be a moment where you look back and you are going to be like, whoa, everything was falling into place. I just couldn't see it because I was too close to the picture. And I needed that experience. I needed that heartbreak. I needed that disappointment. I needed that. Nobody deserves that. But in many ways, I needed that because there was something I wasn't getting. Every time I'm in a situation where I'm not able to understand why I'm in it, I always talk to God, source, universe, and I always tell them to show me. Show me the places where I am abandoning myself. Show me the places where I'm not seeing what I need to see. Show me the lesson. Show me the path. Open it up. Illuminate the way. Give me the strength to walk forward. These are all the things that we can be communicating to the universe because the universe is always listening. It's like a feedback system. The more you share with the universe your desires, the more it can bounce that energy back to you and deliver. And so it was no coincidence that we went into the mother's womb for a few hours and we continued to work with this sacred energy of the water. Not only was it Earth Day, it was the day that was also this portal, this 12-12 portal. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because this portal is still alive right now. We still have this opportunity to work with our sacred water. We still have this opportunity to revisit this relationship that we have with the mother and the women in our family. And now we get to ask ourselves this question. How do we want 2024 to feel? What do we want it to deliver? What is our highest intention? How do we take one step forward closer to being in our purpose and being in our dharma? These are the things that I want you to journal about as we close one chapter up and as we open up another. Okay, humans, I have one question before we close out this podcast. Where in your life are you still accepting the minimal? Where are you still accepting scraps? Where are you still accepting things that are below what you know that you deserve? And how do you get to change that in 2024? What are the actionable steps that will get you closer to really not living a dream life? That's so kind of annoying when people say this, but living an aligned life, living a life on time, living a joyous life, and living a life that has true meaning. That to me feels like, sign me up for that one. All right, humans, for those that want to start their soul purpose journey, I have my Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business 12.0. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe 12 rounds of this beautiful, 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 impactful, earth-shattering type of program that helps new earth leaders really merge their spiritual gifts with a profitable business. It is starting in February. DM me the word unleash and I will send you all the information that you can go ahead and tune in and see if this is a good fit for you. Otherwise, go with peace. Go with God. See you soon.